you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The coolest motherfuckers on the planet, my mind.
Sky's falling, ain't no need to panic, nigga.
No need for apologies. No need for apologies. No need for apologies.
Yo, what's up, motherfuckers?
What's going on?
What's going on? Look, we got a really good, fun show for you today.
We got
some heavy hitters, but before we get into that,
all right,
I'm going to go ahead and need you to subscribe, all right?
Yeah.
You're on YouTube. You're watching it. You know you're about to enjoy
subscribe,
this shit.
Goddamn it.
So commit, motherfucker.
Subscribe.
Commit, you nasty bitch.
Make subscriptions.
I've been reading Pimp. Iceberg Slim.
Oh, you've been reading Iceberg Slim?
I gotta break you, okay? You need to subscribe, all right? Need me.
That's right. That's right.
Who else gonna finesse you with these jokes?
That's
huh?
right. Beat you over the head with a wire hanger.
Yes.
And then give you some pills and a bath.
It'll make you feel good afterwards. That's what this comedy
that's
is.
That's right.
It's good pimping, baby. But, what? Let's talk.
I'm subscribe.
No, these niggas know they need to subscribe, but
subscribe,
I want to shout out some of our already subscribed people.
Go ahead,
Venus Miranda. Thank you for always being in the chat and fucking adding some comments.
Venus Miranda.
And agreeing with me. I feel like you agree with me twice, and that's all I need.
That's great. Venus Miranda, that's like a drag queen name, ain't it?
I guess, but she don't look like a drag queen.
Okay, good. Venus Miranda, that sounds like some like show business name.
That's her YouTube name.
Yeah, Venus Miranda, that's not a birth certificate name.
Shout out to Jay Bay. Shout out to Jay Bay. Thank you once again.
I'm only
shouting out people who agree with me. Who agree with my nonsense. Thank you so much.
I fuck with you if you fuck with me. That's what Ro said.
Thank you. And we got Dylan Dunning. Dylan Dunning. I appreciate it.
Everybody else, keep commenting,
keep sharing. Let's grow this bitch up.
Grow it up, man.
All right, now that we got done all of that stuff, what's going on with Gaster and Karen?
Gaster and Karen are our guests today on the most infamous No Need for Apologies. Thank you all for hanging out with us today.
Thank you for having
us.
Word up.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Your friendship is so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Look, man. This is years of growing up in the booty land. I had to bring it in because we were having a conversation.
Lands. Go ahead.
Because they try to convince me that fucking Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Fucking assistant for Paris Hilton had a fat ass. And I'm like, I'm not going to let a white person.
Compared to Paris Hilton,
tell
she
me,
did.
Yeah, compared to,
compared to
Paris Hilton, the fucking pencil.
I got to ask. I got to ask compared to Paris Hilton.
What?
The blood's low there, right?
My grandma, she half white. She got to ask compared to Paris Hilton. Let's not do that.
An ass like a corgi. You ever see a corgi butt?
With the folded tail?
Yeah.
It kind of.
It kind of like moves as one.
Yes.
Instead of individual
so, no,
cheeks.
Kim Kardashian had a butt before them shots, but a fat ass, that's black shit.
Yeah, a fat ass. And y'all sitting here trying to tell which one is Kim.
That's, she got fat hips. That's what
that
she
ain't
got.
Dude.
That's not the best.
That's a leg out.
That
girl. Fucking trick me.
Monroe
that girl
is
got
so
her butter thighs.
No, because she put the leg forward. And anytime you put the leg
she's
forward,
playing an angle. She's playing
a fucking angle. Come on, yo.
Come on, man.
I know the difference between a fat ass and a leg. What am I, a cop?
Absolutely.
Because I feel like cops don't know the difference between cell phones and guns. So I feel like you don't think that I know the difference
that's
between
damn
a fat
right.
ass.
Cops don't know the difference between cell phones and guns. Or wallets and guns. Or nothing in guns.
That looks really flat.
Wait. Get that regular ass out my face.
Yeah, that's very average.
That's a regular average ass.
Now, in the defense of
that's money,
girl, right there.
That's not no ass though either. Like that's just regular.
He was saying
flat. I think that's extreme too.
That's just what I'm saying.
Look, low rise jeans. In order for you to not have a fat ass in low rise jeans, you got to be a paraplegic. You got to be in a wheelchair because anybody wearing low rise jeans, it's the trick of it. It sits on the lowest part of your waist to make it seem like you got a fat ass. You know how many girls I've seen with low rise jeans on?
Low rise jeans.
You're right.
You were like fucking booty crack.
You're right. You have to have hips to like carry yes. those two. But now it's the high waisted.
It's an optical illusion.
Yes, yeah. It makes your waist look smaller, and then it smushes all the ass into yeah. one.
It's
box
like a push up
back.
Ass pants.
Yes,
you know push up bra. Push up ass.
Bottom hat.
Oh my yes. god.
I remember.
There was, I see every episode of Moesha. She never hey, looked like that.
Brandy got else. Special Olympics legs.
You're fucked up. Brandy. You're so fucked up.
Dude,
what no. happened to all the squats in your career, bitch? That's crazy.
That's a lie. That is a cold-hearted
Mekhi
lie.
Pfeiffer went with Monica after those legs.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like that at all.
The boy no. is hers.
But yeah, I like myself. That.
Thank
no,
you.
Kim got more ass after money. After yes. more money. Cameron Diaz never had an ass, but she was thick when the mask came out. I'll tell yeah. you that right now.
But
she was the thickest.
And, no, but Justin Timberlake.
That girl, that bitch was a Diaz in the mask. See?
Right. She was hot.
We got to, yeah.
But Justin Timberlake tricked us into thinking that she had a butt because he would grab her butt and you'd be like,
that's
he
because
must.
We stopped. We got to stop believing white people.
Yeah. I know. I've been saying that.
Look,
I've been
at,
saying
look at Cameron when she was a Diaz.
Smoke show.
Oh, yeah. Look, she propped up. That girl yeah. had a. That girl had the body of a superhero. Then
I realized this was my great. Favorite movie as a kid, and I'm starting to realize it wasn't because of Jim Carrey.
Yeah, no, of course it was because of Cameron. Everybody, I was 10 years old when
so
this came
hot.
Out. What the fuck shit out of Cameron did.
So hot. Something yeah. about Mary, too. Very hot.
Something about Mary, yes. Absolutely.
But the mask
like,
was really
yo, she thick. It's like, nah. Now you
know. Yeah, but there, you have to understand it's all about perspective, right? And you're coming off like some 80s long ass. Like, and uh-huh. people are thinking, like, this is big compared to what used to be the norm.
See, but that's why I don't go with the mainstream.
I know you're a contrarian guy, Monroe. I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can't go with the, you can't go with the mainstream ass. You're, like, I can't look at ass on TV.
Absolutely.
And be like, it's better than the
give
ass I see
the
in
ass.
The mall.
I want the
come
ass.
Come on.
Stop
that's
following
right.
kids
when
around
you
at the
walk
mall.
Through the fucking mall,
yeah,
and you're like, come and fuck on this.
Yeah,
where y'all that, getting these asses?
Let me
from?
Explain. Best ass comes with like a mixtape. You got you find a fat ass next to a trunk with mixtapes in it. Not the mall because yeah. the ass there. That's radio play ass. That's not the real. I'm an underground big old cup booty. Right?
Yeah,
yeah. If
we're not
yeah,
a near like a VIM or something. It ain't real.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Thank you. If you're if it's not near a store that sells Levi's 501s.
Yeah. And them colorful
ass.
And them colorful Bugs Bunny hoodies.
Yes,
I gotta have a Bugs Bunny and Marvin the Martian I mean, hoodies around.
And, any Looney Tune will do, really.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta have Looney Tunes in order to have that fat ass around. Yeah, shout
I
out
saw
to the
a chick who had butt implants that got flipped around,
oh.
so you could see like the outside, like the circle.
Oh, she had the workout.
It, like
what's the half ball that you do push ups?
Yes,
on?
Yes, like her butt, like the. Like, you know, you saw fake planet
yeah,
Saturn. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You got to hit him from the back and do squats. And
yeah, man.
It.
PSA, if you going.
Yeah.
Damn,
that's
shit. Bam, ba, bam, ba,
oh, my God.
Yo, see? But real talk, if you'd have got hit in it and that happens, you feel cocky as shit.
Yeah, yeah if you flip
like,
the whole ass
flip
over.
Flip the ass over, that's
I
impressive.
Flip the girl ass
but
over.
Kim looks so much better than she used to. Joe Rogan, like, went in on her because those paparazzi pictures came out where you could tell she had, like, chicken legs and a big fake ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
So then she started working out. And now her legs match
they
her
caught
ass
up to her ass
a lot better. Yeah. So shout out to Joe Rogan. Good work there.
Yeah.
When your legs catch up to your speak ass. Joe Rogan.
What if she just put more stuff in her legs?
Shut up, yeah. Dylan. That's not what she did. I watch her videos. She's working out with this wicked hot trainer who's like really strong.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Man or woman.
Woman.
And propped her legs back up. That's
yep.
real
anyway.
Nice. That's real.
Shut up, Dylan.
Shut up.
You're just going to change these
I'll
legs
never
out.
Get it. And
you're
shout
give
out.
It a couple months to change the legs.
And shout out to all the strippers over there at Sin City that's closed now. Rest in peace.
Aww.
But the Sin City girls, they all had to, like, you know the, when they get the too much plastic in their butt, it's like Mondo Burger.
Yeah.
Girl, Mondo Burger, burger. A lot of Mondo Burger asses. I don't like if you got the Mondo Burger feel.
Like, it looks like they sat up from a couch and there's just a bunch of stuff
yeah,
stuck to their butt.
Yeah, you got fucking...
But it's on the inside.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That shit looked like fucking homemade cranberry sauce.
It's lumpy. It's got lumps in it.
But it probably feels really good, you know, in their,
sure.
in their defense.
That... Not that. Well,
no,
yeah,
not
for
that.
You to plank on.
I mean, a lump.
Perfectly flat enough for you to fucking plank and then fucking, like,
you
no
can do jump squats
shit.
On that shit. You're going...
Yeah.
do jump squats off her ass.
Don't rappers say it feels like rubber, like they don't like it?
Rappers, nigga, why would I know what a rapper says?
You tell us, Dylan. You're the cool guy hanging out with all the rappers.
No. I meant more like in like it's like a thing. Oh, fuck all you.
Come on, man.
I heard a thing like ASAP Rocky came out a couple years and he goes, all these girls getting butt implants and whatever. He goes, it's all cool. It's all fun and games, but it's just for Instagram. Like, no one's really like fucking them like in the industry because they're like.
They feel like plastic.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but the pussy.
Be honest, Derek, I kind of thought you would have some information.
They just changed the fucking landscape. The coochie is still the same coochie. The ass just changed. So, yeah.
Absolutely, because
it's like they put plastic on the it ain't plastic on the couch. It's still the cushion.
So the vagina is how they house the vagina. So their vagina's here. It's the housing.
It's still the same. Yeah,
right from Cast Store. The housing. So whatever. And once you house the ass,
let's talk about this. Here we go.
Yeah,
you gotta house the pussy.
It's
you
not
gotta,
a gut
you gotta
renovation.
Dress it up.
It's a remodeling.
There we go.
Yeah.
So the entrance stays the same. The entrance, the door is what it is, but it's the outside of the restaurant.
Yeah. So why would it feel different? If you're hitting it from the back and your dick is in the vagina, the only thing that's touching the ass is your fucking thigh meat.
I can imagine the buoyancy maybe bounces you back a little differently than a mushy ass is going to really fold you into it.
So I'm thinking like with a mattress, right? Like in a spring versus memory foam. Security. The memory foam joints, like
somebody watching porn,
they feel better.
I was looking up. I was trying to find if there was different ass implants. I guess my thing was up. So 100%.
I know that noise.
That's what that was. I was gonna edit it out, but now it's kind of funny.
That's so funny. Damn, Karen, you was like,
yo,
porn.
Karen, snipped out that.
Porn I know that noise. Derek knows about my porn addiction.
She smelled that like weed.
Wait, your addiction?
I'm familiar.
Hold on. What were you saying, Gaster?
No, I'm saying it's like the memory foam versus innerspring debate. Yeah. It looks better, but like you can't fuck the same on it because you don't get the bounce back.
Yeah, I hate soft mat. Like when I tweeted this, but it's still going to be true. Okay. When you become an adult, you have to choose between good sex and good sleep. You can't have both. You gotta have a bed.
Are you depressed?
No, because it's like the bed you fucking. You can't fuck on the soft bed. Soft bed is the ruin. It ruins fucking good aggressive sex.
Yeah.
But it's perfect for sleeping.
Yeah.
Can't run track on quicksand.
Yeah. So it's like.
So you just gotta have a two bedroom.
You gotta have a fuck room.
Yeah.
Yo, Karen is a different.
I like that. Well, they get a room. I like that.
Karen, them kind of freak.
You need your sleep.
I say Karen, them kind of freak, bull.
I like that. I got goals now.
Sheesh.
Oh my God.
I got good goals. I got goals now.
What's important?
I gotta get a fuck room. So that means my new place or my dream place gotta be a four bedroom.
Yeah,
that's four bedroom. They'd be like, I can just stay here. Nah, that's the fuck room.
I'm telling you, you can't go in there. Save your money, play the real estate. Everything's going to drop February. Like, just keep your eyes open. Grab up some deals. Negotiate so they can't raise your rent, even though you can't do that. But you should be able to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Just play the black card.
Okay. Whatever that is.
I'm like, you want me to call up BLM?
You should show up in full Black Lives Matter everything head to toe.
Yeah. Like,
with banners.
Yes.
With banners.
It's like, I didn't see you out there.
With banners.
I want this place with the balcony. Oh, I can't have it. How much?
Bringing the banners. Bringing those goddamn banners.
Maybe I should unzip this hoodie a little bit more.
Redlining. All you got to do, redlining. You remember that? Huh? Uh-huh. Yeah, just always got to make them. Press the race issue, you get everything.
Absolutely. Nice. So what's going on with y'all? How y'all been feeling? How's your week been?
Pretty good. Hanging in there.
Swervy.
Yeah. I'm a little down, truthfully.
Speaking to the mic.
I'm a little down. I adopted a dog and had to give him back after like a week.
What do you do?
Connected. My kids are 10 and 11, and I was super hyped.
Yeah.
And I insisted on a pit bull.
Yeah.
And I was the only one not scared of the dog.
You old school. Pit bulls ain't cute no more, nigga.
I wanted it.
They
I got hype.
No, they not.
No, I figured it out. See, everybody thinks that pit bulls are nice now. And like people, I figured out the difference. I feel like pit bulls in my neighborhood growing up felt the same stress that we felt. Mm-hmm. So that was all the aggression they had. They were fighting just because they needed to do
absolutely.
Something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You got a pit bull in a 4-bedroom in Williamsburg with a white lady from Oregon. Of course life is good. He got no problems. He don't got nobody to bite.
But a pit bull in the fucking Bronx. So you from the Bronx?
I'm from East New York, Brooklyn.
Absolutely. Oh, you from East New York? Oh, shit. My bad.
That pit bull's eating cosmic brownies just like you, nigga.
Zebra cakes. Pit bull. It can't shit,
that
nigga.
That dog is fucking the bodega cat. He ain't even chasing him to eat it.
That motherfucker eating ramen. Fucking blunt guts.
That pit bull got sodium issues.
How is this not a TV show yet?
Are you bringing in a dog with all that life-stricken stress? Of course he gonna scare them kids, nigga.
Yeah, I took him to the foster home. And, like, the house I drove that dude to, I wanted to move into that shit.
Oh,
took up the whole block in Pelham.
That's so pit bulls should only live with white women.
That's like hiring an ex-con as a clown. Something?
What? Yeah, go ahead, Karen.
I'm sorry. All them stories is too, like, real.
My mom has a pit bull.
Yeah, and it's probably the happiest fucking pit bull ever. Eat apples and shit.
He's got some dog aggression problems, honestly, but my mom doesn't give a fuck. That's her son.
Okay. Wait, where is this? Like,
I won't bring my dog probably home next time I go home because he almost killed my dog.
There you go. Wait, how long she had this dog?
Like a year or two. Mm-hmm.
She adopted him as an adult?
Yeah, she's like, I got a terrier. I'm like, you got a pit bull, mom.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that dog from the hood.
She loves him. And she'll be walking him, and I'll be talking to her with my headphones, like walking around. I'm walking my dog, she's walking hers. I'm like, oh, yeah, blah, blah. And then I hear, rah, 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 rah.
Absolutely. She's going to break that dog.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, Pete, no, he's fine. He's fine. We're fine.
That dog is going to be eating calamari pretty soon. God.
Other thing that got me tight
is gonna be eating my mom.
You know how much paperwork I had to sign to adopt a dog? I haven't signed.
Yeah.
Dude, I had to call my friends. Mm-hmm. They had to verify that I was a competent adult.
Yeah.
That, like, I could pay bills.
Yeah.
They asked me what was I expecting to pay if there was a medical emergency and if I had those funds.
Yes.
They asked if...
I'm like, what am I going to pay? How sick do you think this motherfucker is going to be?
I'm going to pay for a bus ticket. Put the dog on a bus. Yeah.
It was stressful.
If you don't look at the guy and immediately go, why? What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, why you give me a cancer dog? What the fuck? I got to pay for a cancer dog?
Yeah, like, whoa, you calling too many people now.
Yo, I had to get three references.
So you needed three forms of ID.
I did too, though.
Did you have to prep your friend? Because if you don't tell me they calling for a dog, and they'll be like, yeah, do you know Gaster? I'm like, yeah. And they'll be like, we're trying to give him a dog. I was like, I don't know if that nigga abused dogs or not.
Yo, that's what got me tight. Somebody said no to me.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, nah, I don't know if you're ready for that kind of, like, lifestyle.
Yeah,
like,
I'm serious? Don't know, nigga.
What?
Dude,
I've raised people.
I need a reference.
You know what I mean?
That's insane.
You need a goddamn reference.
I mean, look, I know that from, like, because just growing up in the foster care system, it's like anybody can be a foster parent, but then getting a dog, they're like, look, nigga, when you were 9, did you feed the dog from the table?
And they do in-home visits.
They texted me every day to see how the update was going with the fam. Like, it was wild.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, they're like, Charlie's not feeling good today. What are you? And it's like, you're supposed to care about this dog you don't even own.
They, like, want you to FaceTime with the nigga. They sitting there.
I'm on FaceTime. Like,
dude, that was... it wasn't a requirement, but they, like... heavily suggested that I Facebook friend the owners of the mom and of his sister.
Then you're in the cult, though. Then you're in deep.
Yeah,
because
they were like, well, we just found that our dog has worms. You may want to. He's like, bitch, get out of here, yo. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. We're not friends.
Play date? Puppy play date?
That sounds like a front for them Scientology niggas.
Yeah.
That sounds, the dog adoption is a front for Scientology recruitment, all that shit.
We wanted to adopt a dog, but then they were like, we're going to need a video recording of your place, and you're going to have to give a tour. And I'm like, I ain't doing that shit for a dog, nigga. I get a fish.
They let fish go with anybody. They saying that on the podcast.
The easiest thing to adopt is a highway. True shit. Like, all you got to do is call and be like, I'd like to adopt a piece of 95.
Let me get a quarter of 95 to put my name on
the highway. Fuck all that life shit.
Yeah.
We're talking about concrete.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Dude, get a cat. You got a cat?
Nah.
I fucks with cats, and I wasn't a cat person, but I love my fucking cat.
That's because they do that to humans. Don't listen to him. Look at me.
No, I treat my cat like a dog. My cat will sick you.
No, don't listen. Cats find a way. Their chemicals, they get into humans' brains once they live there, and they convince them that they like cats. Nobody likes cats.
Everybody, get the fuck out of here, Karen. People like cats.
Dylan, look it up. It's something that happens, and that's why people get multiple cats.
So cats cast a spell on motherfuckers.
Cats cast a spell on you.
They release chemicals that go into your brain.
Chemicals.
Yep.
So they hang out with single bitches.
Here's the benefits.
And plot the world.
Here's the benefit of having a cat.
Okay. They're like, don't you want to house three of us, Molly?
Look, here's the benefit of having a cat. No one else wants to bring their cat to meet your cat. So it eliminates meeting new people.
No.
There's no cat play dates, nigga.
Okay, that's
there's
one
no
thing.
Fucking worries about you walking right. your cat and your cat getting attacked or attacking another fucking cat or a person. So you don't got
to
pay anybody's medical bill.
Don't go to the park. Sociopaths don't
yeah,
have to go to
that's
the
so
fucking
a fucking
park.
Cat is so much more low maintenance. All that's you got to right. do is make sure your house don't smell like cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pick up after the nigga, clean them.
A lot of houses and all smell that like shit. Cat, though.
Not our house, and you've been in our crib. Yeah.
I babysat that cat.
We be on top of that motherfucker like, that I cat. Wish you would smell like cat, yeah. nigga. Cat it smell like cat. You the fuck out of here. I love you.
London,
but the
taxes.
Moment you start smelling like a cat, you gone.
Yeah, London do taxes. She's straight.
We that, brush her teeth. We don't give a fuck.
Can you put the little sprinkles in my food so my ass don't stink, please? Oh, no problem. No
we
problem.
Got little we fucking sprinkles in okay. your food.
Got a sprinkler in the floor.
Yes. I just need everyone to keep in mind that it's the cat talking and not you.
No, look, dogs are dumb, and I love them.
That's why they're great. They're so loyal.
They make better actors.
But they
shout out Air Bud.
There we go.
Nah, shout it's out fucking Fancy.
Oh, from, the dog from
the Mac. Fancy from whatchamacallit?
Good actor.
From Homer Bound. What's the cat name?
Oh, the one that Roseanne voiced?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that was fun. So... Yeah, but I think I'm a dog lover, Karen. I see that face that you're making a little tight. You know how white people do that.
Look,
thing
I love up. Dogs too, but until I can get a place that can afford a dog, I'd rather keep a cat so I don't have to fucking meet strangers.
Don't you feel like you live in the cat's house?
No, that motherfucker lives in our house.
Okay. I've seen some houses. Where I'm like, I went to this guy's house and I was just there for like maybe an hour and I had to leave because his cat hit me and then bit me.
Oh, our cat will do that shit,
that's
but
no
we'll just go, yo, get the fuck out of here. You talk to her like a cat. You go, get the beat it.
Nah, man. It was just you and the cat.
Yeah.
Too much pussy in the room.
They hate it.
Too much pussy in the room.
And I would look and she would just be staring at me. Yeah, and it's scary. Man.
She was like, I've been working for that dick.
Yeah.
Okay. The moment he gets drunk enough to cross
fine.
Species.
Do you understand that? Yeah.
Good for you.
Anyway, great. Just good luck.
Yo.
Yeah.
I'm changing the subject real quick, just so we don't go into a war, because it's going to turn into all our war.
Yeah. I'm like, set your cat up with my dog. We'll see who's better.
That's so funny. Like a movie.
Yep. Yo, I don't believe the country is going through anything anymore.
Okay.
I don't. I felt like it was, but I had to fucking go to the mall to return something. I went to a mall in Queens, and that shit was packed, nigga. And I'm like, I thought we was all broke and sick. I thought everybody was broken sick, and y'all lining up for everything.
Man, that
there's
PlayStation
a line.
5 is sold the fuck out, man.
Yo, it's retarded. It shouldn't be. If everybody broke, nigga, the businesses should feel that shit. The businesses be like, ain't nobody buying our shit.
I think a lot of people are scamming the government, and as they should.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think they're spending money to, because what else are we going to fucking do? So good for everybody.
I don't know. I don't scamming the government, how much? If you're not scamming them high, like hundreds of thousands, then...
Yeah, that dude in Miami, they got like $3 million.
Yeah, but because that's a fucking... Yeah, you go hard. You don't fucking hit the government for $1,200.
No.
You don't hit the government for fucking...
$1,200. This is how you scam the government. You put on the Ocean's 11 soundtrack and really go...
You gotta make it worth the fucking prison time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got to be worth the prison time.
Will they throw you in jail for that?
You got to
for scamming, for like mail fraud and all that shit, for what the dude did. Because the big dude basically lied about having a business, how much his business made. So, yeah, he's going to jail for a while.
A while?
And it ain't good for him because he accomplished something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they caught him driving like Lambos in Miami Beach.
There you go.
Yeah, he worked his whole life to be like, fucking finally my shot to be a scumbag and show how good I am at this shit.
He did it the fast way. I always shout out to people that do it the fast way and go, I'm like, well, you did it.
You did what you could when you could do it, man. You know?
He ran hard, like, you lived fast.
Like being a former president, you can't take away the title once you've had it.
Absolutely.
You know
you did it, man. Yeah. You only got 4 years, but you did it. Yeah. And you fucked everything up, but you were still in there.
But like then, but then you're also like, your story's still interesting. So maybe you go to prison, then you get a book deal or whatever.
Book deal. Right. Yeah. How I scan the government.
Yeah.
Boom.
Hey. Catch Me If You Can, that guy.
Or Johnny Depp plays you, and you look like a complete badass.
Hey, Johnny Depp plays you.
Yeah. Wait, that guy was white, I'm assuming, if he said Johnny Depp?
Yeah. He's definitely not playing me.
Yeah. Nah, I know.
No, I just meant more. That movie.
He was just talking to generals.
All right.
Don't agree, everybody, with his 2 cents.
Yeah. Yo,
two cent degree.
I don't think I truly don't. I'm like, I was sitting there and I'm returning something and I'm just in this moment like, this shit is too fucking packed. Mm-hmm. Niggas, y'all lying.
Yeah. Hmm. I live in Chinatown and I can't move. Like, it's crazy.
You live in Chinatown. When was the last time you was checked?
Yeah.
You in here with that Chinatown energy.
Sick?
Yeah.
Do I sound congested?
No, you sound pretty good. You sound
how many stores did you walk by with chickens hanging?
Raw in the window.
Yeah.
And it's not, and like they don't, it's like they're so slow and they're looking at every single vegetable and they're touching every vegetable. It's just like, but they've been wearing masks since before this started.
Yeah, they've been wearing masks since 2016. Them motherfuckers, they've been wearing face masks. Yeah.
Dude, no. In China, I was there for 10 days and I was watching the news and they kept saying the pollution level. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why do I care? Why do I need it?
They meant people pollution, like
but
a virus.
No, pollution, like really, because they got so many plants and shit, like chemical plants and that shit rains down on them. So they have to be like, all right, this shit is toxic today. Stay in the house or wear a mask.
It's stunning everybody growth.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's fucking crazy. They wear masks over there. And I was just over there inhaling black rain. Like, this is weird. It's so weird. Everybody fucking
black
got
rain.
The rain. It was raining. It was black. And I was in fucking Shanghai. And I'm just looking at the sky like, that's cool. And everybody's just looking at me like, look at this big idiot. Put your mask on, dummy. You'll get cancer.
It's really black.
I'm sitting here like, oh my God.
You ever seen black rain? Should save some.
It's disgusting.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Yo, you know, I was talking to Dave Temple about this.
Oh, shit.
And it makes sense. So, all right, Chappelle, he wanted everybody to boycott the Chappelle show because, you know,
I saw the special.
All that shit, right?
It made him feel bad.
Yeah. So, you got it. Yes. So, he got into like an altercation with some lady, like with some dude for yelling or whatever. And it was like, Dave Chappelle approaches people angry with no mask and shit like this. Aww. And then me and Dave Temple were talking about it. And he was like, yo, what if they actually try to take Dave down for that? And then I was like, fuck, if they do, and now I'm aware, I gotta believe every conspiracy theory after that.
Yeah, if they try to.
I have to believe Cosby's innocent.
Cosby.
I gotta believe fucking Jamie Lee Curtis got
Jamie
a dick.
Jamie Lee Curtis. What's another one?
Wait, and was Illuminati.
The Gerville with the dude from
Richard Gere.
Yeah, Richard Gere. He had the
Chrissy
Gerville.
Teigen fucks kids.
You would have to believe all that shit because they did it in front of us.
If they do that to Chappelle,
if they
try
fucking
to take him down, like,
take Chappelle down in front of everybody, you gotta believe that shit.
I agree with you. I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think they're going to take him down? You think they're just going to leave
him
alone?
That's too wild.
But not now. Like, a takedown can take like 10 years from now. They can wait it out until they think we forgot. And
that's
then
the great thing
like,
about cancel culture is that they'll have nothing to do tomorrow and the next day, so they'll always be able to bring something up.
Yeah. What's the wildest conspiracy theory that you kind of believe?
Ooh, Mookie, do you guys know Mookie Thompson?
I know
he's going to kill me.
Why?
His mom, well, I was at his house one time, and his mom was telling me about how she believed instead of like the treatment centers in Central Park, that's where they were funneling children for a sex trafficking ring for the like elite people. She's like, those tents set up in Central Park, that's where their kids are going.
Wait, for COVID?
Yeah, remember, like, I never went there, but I guess there were a bunch of medical tents set up in Central Park.
Uh-huh.
She's like, nobody's getting treated for COVID there. That is just where they're taking the kids.
Mm. I thought that was for the dead bodies.
Mm.
But you tell us a dead body, we leave it off limits.
That's
some
what
kids getting fucked in the butt.
Yeah, and no matter what, right, I'm not going to go check it out.
Yeah.
I have no desire to go look at the tattoo.
What are you, Nancy Drew?
In the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody was in
except
the house.
Except for the little kids.
Everybody was in the house they except were in the for tents. The house.
Gaster was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yo!
They're so new
and you kind of believe it. You kind of believe it?
I don't know.
No, you got to make a hard decision right now. This show is about making hard decisions. You can regret it afterwards.
I'm not prepared.
But let's just explore it.
I'm not prepared. My bad.
Let's just explore it. Let's explore it from a person who either believes it or doesn't. I'm going to choose not to believe it.
I'm going to choose not to believe it either.
What do you choose? Do you choose to believe it or not to believe it?
The whole,
yeah, I don't know. That sounded convincing.
The Central Park tent was a front for child sex trafficking. That's a hell of a sentence.
Yeah.
It was all up front.
If in 20 years you find out that I was right.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, 20
then
years.
They're going to try to cancel Chappelle.
Yeah.
If that happens, then that's going to happen.
So God, what about what's a conspiracy theory you believe or kind
of
believe?
We got the classic, you know, of Tupac still being alive. I don't think he's alive now.
Yeah.
I think he was alive after, though.
So you think that Biggie died and he stayed alive?
Yeah.
Biggie died.
Biggie died, 100%. But I think Tupac is dead now. I think he was like, he got like too confident.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, this is dope. I could just keep putting out albums.
Yeah.
We don't got albums no more.
Yeah.
So maybe
like,
he dead now.
I feel like he's actually dead.
You don't think he's producing?
Nah, there's no way.
Monroe just sounds like a little boy though. You don't think he's producing?
But look, Tupac was alive.
Hey.
So why, if Tupac was alive, let's just say Tupac was alive. Hey. And he's like, you know what? I don't have anything to rap about anymore. I said all my shit. So now I'm gonna just stay on this private island where you gotta go through fucking levels of clearance.
I think Tupac
to get a
EP.
Fucking
poop. I think he's a ghost EP. That motherfucker's responsible for Lil Uzi Vert.
Okay.
He's responsible for Peep. He is responsible for all them two niggas that just the Juice WRLD. And I think Pac was like, I'm going to start this mumble rap shit just so these motherfuckers miss real hip hop. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I think Pac might not even be dead yet, Gaston. Yep. I think that nigga's on private island cutting albums on the
Just got new
producing
hope
on the low. I think he's funneling in money or some shit. But I think...
Why is Biggie dead but Pac's still alive?
Because Biggie ain't make nothing else. Biggie would have kept making albums.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? That was Pete Kim, and instead of capitalizing, he watched like all these lesser dudes make money. Like Mace, he watched the dude he write for, like his boss Puff, then he blows up.
Yeah.
Like that was all his time to cash in. Yeah. Pac died and then cashed in.
Yeah.
Mm.
That makes sense to me. He kept putting out more shit. He made more after.
And I
okay, that makes sense.
You know, he was productive. He was like, oh, I'm going to take advantage of all this free time.
Hmm. Okay.
You know, I got nothing else to do. I'm in the studio chilling.
Yeah,
might as well make some records.
Way healthier, though.
Yeah.
Pac had better lung capacity than Big.
Yeah, if the bullets didn't kill Big, definitely the sound did.
Oh.
The sound of the gun made that nigga heart stop. It was like, bah! It was like, ah!
He died way before the bullets hit him. Bro. Because the first shot, they missed. And then that killed him. And then they just like, all right, might as well. He already dead. Yeah, man, you got to understand. Biggie was out of shape, bro.
He was high risk.
Biggie was at high risk. He was high risk.
Wearing a mask right now.
You remember the concert. You remember the Pac concert with the white jeans on? That nigga was in shape.
Word.
He was dancing on all kinds of stage. Yeah. Doing all the shit.
That nigga,
post this. When
they
he
shot
got
into
out
the
prison,
car like,
pshum, 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 pshum. When Pac got out of prison, nigga, and shot straight to the West, that motherfucker was eating celery because he put out all them disc records that day.
Yep.
That motherfucker was drinking smoothies and shit. That nigga was ready.
Yep.
If
so
anything,
I agree with you. Yeah.
Biggie didn't have the lung capacity that Pac had.
All right, so what about you, Dylan? What's a conspiracy theory that you believe or may not believe? So, not... No, something that kind of got you straddled, where you like, fuck, I don't know. Yeah, like, that could be true.
I'm trying to think of a couple. I know I believe in a couple. Okay, the one that I guess that first comes to my head. I don't know if this is a conspiracy. JFK. I think the government killed him. I don't know, 100%.
Oh, that's easy.
Again, I don't know. I'm
either
to think
way,
of
his brains were splattered. That shit.
Yeah, he's definitely dead. I would say
I like
it's
history.
A fact.
Fuck y'all.
No. I would definitely agree that it was the government. Or the FBI or something like that.
Because he was saying shit like, we need to leave these niggas alone and let everybody be. Nah, as soon as you go, let the black people, and let's be
Yes.
Them old crackers don't want to hear that shit.
Plus, assassination was the shit for that generation.
Was shit in the
60s. Yeah, that's how they got rid of people.
That was like the thing.
That's how you got followers.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Karen Feehan.
Yeah. So,
I learned about a new conspiracy theory yesterday.
What is it? What is it?
Or I didn't know about it. That the British royalties, like one of the king, the King Edward VIII or something, he was like a Nazi.
Oh, come on. That's not even, that's like, duh.
I was supposed to know that?
I mean,
I didn't know that, but I,
white people. If you tell me a, with white people,
if you tell me an old white person was a Nazi, I would like, yeah, wasn't that just civil service for them?
Yeah. I guess I'm like, Karen, like, if you I was told like, didn't me, they know that was like AmeriCorps?
And the Nazis were like AmeriCorps. For like old fucking, so I'm like, yeah.
But they were on the good guy. They were on the good guy side. I want to hear.
I want to hear the history where somebody wasn't racist when it was cool to be racist. When there was somebody like, nah, give us them. We gonna hide them under the kitchen floorboard.
Yeah,
like we was that. Now I still haven't heard a story. My grandfather, grandmother wasn't down with that shit. As always, you was down with that Nazi shit. You'd be like, damn.
I don't know. I guess it's I didn't think that everybody was a Nazi.
Yeah, no.
It's safe to assume, especially off all these MAGA hats.
Because they still finding Nazi now.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, we found a Nazi. He's 95 years old. I was like, you didn't find him.
Like dinosaur bones.
Yeah.
Well,
he was there. He wasn't even hiding no more.
They dusted shit off. Yeah, he was a Nazi.
And it's always somebody you don't assume. It's always like a mail carrier. It's like, we loved him this whole time.
I know. He's like this like, guy. He's like a doctor. He's like two daughters, and he's like he used to pull people's eyeballs out.
Yep.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Did weird experiments and shit.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you know, my youth was wild time.
Got wild in the 40s. No, what?
Yeah,
I've been watching Lovecraft Country. I assume any white person's up to some goofy shit. Like when I found out the cop was racist, then I found out when he took his shirt off, he was using black people's parts. To stay alive.
I
like,
get seen
the
this. Fuck.
I haven't seen it, but is that a conspiracy theory you want to throw? Conspiracy theory you want to throw in there? Is racist people use black parts?
When all these black kids come up missing? They come up missing? Them organs go to the black market for white people to go cop. Yeah. Absolutely. The Kenyans and all the motherfuckers that died 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we just didn't hear nothing of them. Huh?
Yeah.
And when we found them, they were full of newspaper.
Yeah. So that's why you think they're tricking us into like being
that
like,
story
y'all
is
have
crazy,
them.
Derek. Yeah, the one that you're referencing, the newspaper one. I don't know.
We found them stuffed with newspaper. Like, get the
yeah, nah. I,
kid
I
organs. He was athletic. Oh, that okay.
So do you think the government is kind of being like making us have a shorter lifespan so they can
it's
get
like
the organs
it's like iPhones,
quicker?
Man, you know they slowing us down.
Yeah, they're like, look,
they don't care. They
give them that juice.
Care.
Give them all that shit that's gonna kill them quick because we need their heart, nigga.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I know which one. Yeah. I think the vaccine has a chip in it.
Oh, Nick,
that's how
I know. I know. Once again, these are just things that a lot of people have said.
I've been seeing.
How small is this chip you making that's going to have pass through a fucking neat syringe?
The government in 2003 had a database like Google. You could search through on people's messages, and if you go watch Snowden on Netflix, it goes into all that. In 2003, you could do that. Yeah, there's liquid chips.
I got like a 10 like terabyte hard drive in my car that's the size of my key.
Yeah.
So like if I could do that for $180 from Staples, like I figured the government got that.
The government is like, yo, we're gonna put this fucking small ass chip in you.
Girlfriends everywhere thinking about this chip thing are getting excited.
Cause they can follow their husband.
Finally.
We were already chipped.
I'm gonna know where the fuck you are.
Uh-huh.
It's not even that hard to do. Like, what I've heard from this is it was some Diane Lane-looking doctor.
Yeah.
And it was it's some kind of new vaccine strain, very devilish. It has, like, a devil name.
Yeah.
Right? To make people scared. And they basically put other animals' DNA in you. Right?
Yeah.
And there's a chip in there that kind of, it downloads you to the cloud.
Yeah.
So it's like, as soon as you get injected, you're in the cloud. So
that's what I was going to say is...
They can find your ass. Like, I'll be like, God.
That's I was going to say, that's another... You remember?
But you don't think they've been doing that since the flu shot?
I got my
like
flu shot.
Why,
I think COVID...
That's what I'm saying. But why... No, what I'm saying is, why choose COVID to do that now?
Because it's capitalized.
But when it's always the flu shot. The flu shot, first, they were injecting eggs into you, right? Because that was the main ingredient to the flu shot was egg whites. So that means they've been testing shit. If they dropping eggs off any nigga, of course, they're putting Cheetos, fucking car chips. They're putting all that shit in you.
You got Takis in your blood.
Fucking think about your school shots.
Snacks in your fucking bloodstream.
Think about all the shots that you had to take before school. So I don't think they've been doing that shit. I don't think they're just going to wait till now. Yeah. I think they're put the chip in you.
Because of knowledge, because of information. Like, another conspiracy thing. What's the tunnel at the very end of Manhattan? Again? Not Holland. The
Manhattan Tunnel.
One at the very bottom. Fuck you. There's pillars at the very... Next time we go through that tunnel, there's pillars on each end. The idea of that is information. Data... Facebook, Google, all this shit is money. When you walk out in the world, they want to know exactly what you're doing, why you're doing it, which street you're going on, how long those little nuances.
I think they plant chips when they give you physicals, because you already unassuming. So they got the fucking chip on their index finger and they plant it in your tank. They just fucking fill you up and they're like, cough.
I just didn't like
it. And then when you cough, it just gets attached to the back of your balls.
That was completely unnecessary.
What?
That scoliosis test. Remember you got where the nurse could fucking sexily put a rubber finger on our kid's spine. Like, what the fuck are you doing,
bitch? My mom made us switch doctors because our guy was so weird about it.
Yeah.
He would like touch our butt after though, and
he's too far down. You go right in to see if it's crooked.
He's
that was worse than the cupping and cough.
I didn't even get the cup and cough.
You didn't play any sports growing up?
Yeah, the fucking physical, that's what I'm saying. So you never got the physical growing up?
Yeah, it's just disturbing. I got physicals,
but... That's what I'm saying. Like, when they touching your sack and shit, they definitely planting shit in you. They definitely like, we're just going to put this shit on your ball sack.
Kept they fingers still. I never got the flicker doctor. I got the...
Yeah, well, Monroe used to wink at him.
I stopped trusting my parents after that down shit.
There. What time you get off work?
That's the last time I trusted my parents.
Doctor.
Straight up, because they know that. Like, no, they didn't warn me. I was like, yo, my pops, you've had balls for 40-some years. You could have told me. Like, it's going to happen. No.
Nope, didn't tell you.
They let you live it.
Yeah, so I'm saying if they're planting chips in us, they've been doing that shit. Yeah. If anything, they're updating the software.
What if COVID... was something rolled out to make Social Security more sustainable?
I can see that.
What you mean?
Like they kill off people so absolutely. That less people are alive to collect Social Security.
Oh, absolutely. Population control. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But I feel like population control also takes many forms, like drug epidemics. I think that's also population control, too.
Mass incarceration.
All that shit. They're like, look, if we can't lock them up, we get them to kill themselves. If they can't kill themselves, then we make them sick.
Carrie said that shit like, that's my favorite guy.
She like, look,
Carrie gets my fucking nerves.
I heard of the new Jim Crow. I seen that book in Barnes & Noble.
Systemic racism. See? I said systemic racism.
Systemic,
see?
And I know about systemic racism because I have a yoga shop in my neighborhood. Okay?
I have 16
handles in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Systemically artisanal.
But it's like, are you really spending that much time with your grandparents?
Nah. This is the best time to like be that shitty grandkid you've always been. You got the perfect excuse now.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't see you. You want to live?
Yeah.
You want to live?
And stop acting like you love your grandparents now because, nigga, hot summers, we was like, well, Nana might be gone this year. And we didn't even give a fuck.
Nobody bought her no AC.
No.
Nobody fucking made sure she had ice in the fridge. None of that shit.
No Frigidaire was bought.
Nothing.
My grandfather's on like life support. My mom's like, he won't die. Can you come home or something? Like, we think he needs to. He wants to say bye to everybody, I guess. And so I came home, and then like the next day, he died.
But he said bye to you?
Yeah.
He said bye.
Yeah.
Who's this? Your granddad or your dad?
My Ginka, my grandfather.
Damn.
I think he died when I was in my like 20s and stuff. People in your 30s, if you still have grandparents, shut up about it.
Did he say some cool shit?
No,
all of y'all surrounded the bed. He's like, you did this.
Yeah, he's like, this is your
my
fault.
My life
like,
wasn't fulfilled because of you.
We're like, you're 89. You've been shitting the bed for 2 years. Yeah. You should have been out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You've overstayed your time.
So the bed is the bottom.
I would think.
It's time to get your
if I'm shitting your bed, I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah.
assuming it's not on purpose.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. But even if it's accidental, I'm like, oh, this is, if this, we're in shitting bed phase, kill me.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Kill me.
It might be time to go if I'm shitting the bed.
Kill me. What do you, because you can't be like, let's have a grilled cheese. Like, you just shit the bed.
Yeah, you're ruining the fun right now. Nobody want to hang out with you because you got fucking shit
got
in your bed.
Ass. Don't nobody like yeah. somebody who and shits
a,
all the
a
time.
A solid second reason to have a separate bedroom. You know?
There you go.
So you can shit the bed. So, but old people don't have sex. Well, they do. But yeah, if they shit in the bed, then they can't have
nobody's
sex.
Nobody's having
old
sex in the
shit. Old people have STDs because they don't even condoms and shit. Like, this is more old people got gonorrhea and
they
all that horseshit because they getting their raw one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're sharing walkers.
They getting that Vietnamese. You said sharing rockers.
You said Vietnamese?
They getting that war. Like, no, they getting that Vietnamese like the war. Like,
oh,
they,
okay.
Fucking raw, like since Nam.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. It's their other way.
Yeah, it was just condoms and Nam. Get the fuck out
Hold
of
on.
Here.
What'd you say, Karen?
I hate to say something that Luis J. Gomez has said, but I do agree with him. But he talks about how he's like his old aunt, and he's like, if I asked her, like, if your life was more important, like, if we said maybe you had to die because, like, his kid wouldn't have the same freedom. Like he, like nobody, all these kids can't play and go to school and have fun.
I'd be like, fuck that kid, nigga.
But like,
I'm
like, how long
on.
Do people need to live for? 80 years isn't enough. 80. If you didn't do it by 80, you're not gonna do it.
No, because you want to see what the world will turn into. Like, I gotta see this
so
shit
watch
play
it
out.
From the universe, like, but watch it from the other side.
But if you don't believe in that shit,
we need room.
It's like, do you remember that episode of the dinosaurs? Do you remember that episode of the dinosaurs? You remember the show The Dinosaurs?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's an episode of the dinosaurs where they had to kill the grandparent. They basically had to walk her to the end of the earth and then push her off a cliff because they
time.
Just had to make room and it was time. And it wasn't that she was dying. It was just that she was old and it was her time to go.
Yeah. They couldn't keep the baby.
And I learned that shit very young. I was like, fuck, that's what this shit is. If people, they're like, no, you got to make room for the new niggas. Fuck your baby, nigga.
I don't know. I think 80 should be the cutoff. If people are wiping 80? Your mouth after you eat.
Absolutely. Yes.
Betty White. Betty White.
Just don't hurt me.
You know what? Okay, maybe 90. Maybe 90. Maybe 90. Move it up to 90.
I don't think the age, but I like the other requirements. If you're shitting the bed at 15, get the fuck out of here.
I'm kind of with it. I tell you about that thing. That woman died for 7 seconds on the plane when I was headed to Miami. 94 years old. All right, here you go. I'm on the flight to Miami. This old. Old bitch has a death fart 55 minutes into the flight. Nigga, we 38,000 feet in the air, right? She, her daughter, who looked 87, starts smacking, mom, wake up, help me. And I'm like, and I'm sitting
I'm
there.
Like, help you. She gone.
Nigga,
she gone, yo.
So listen, so she went out because her pacemaker skipped or something. Uh-huh. And she went like,
oh my
the,
God.
The sun from
they're
the
like,
window
DJ,
seat
bring
hit
it
her
back.
Eyes. And her eyes didn't dilate. No shit like there was no reaction when the sun hit her. And I said, this bitch about to die.
Oh, God.
55 minutes. Of, nigga, we 38,000 feet in there. And then everybody popped up in coach and turned into a fucking nurse. And I'm just, I'm like, and then when we found out she was 94, like, what the fuck is she flying for?
Put her in the cargo.
When we got to Miami and the goddamn fire department was in the fucking runway, like a movie, we was like, this bitch is 90. Why is she on a, her Donald Trump wig was falling off?
Yeah.
We was like, oh, this old bitch don't need to be on no planes.
But who, the thing is, if she really had died,
bruh, she went out.
Like, the family would still have to sit there.
She went
the
out.
The daughter would still have to sit there because no one would trace
trembling, bro.
Or do you get bumped up to first class? Or then it's like, excuse me, we got to move this body up to first class.
If you're that close to death, you can't put that burden on everybody.
In the sky. I know. Why the fuck do you have to be 94 years
death,
old, 38,000 feet?
Karen.
Next
my
to me.
My death is going to inconvenience quick. Plenty
so
of people.
So many people.
I'm going to die in the most inconvenient spot. Or the fucking turnpike at a fucking easy pass.
Fuck that. You're going to die right at the entrance to the mall Christmas Eve.
Yep. Yeah. A fucking easy pass. Easy pass, so niggas gotta fucking go through the other lane and pay.
You got
motherfuckers gotta back out. And
I wanna
then go
die
through the,
on the A train at Broadway Junction. No. That's what I wanna die. Messed up traffic.
You driving a moving truck and you on the FDR and have a stroke and break up and block all three.
Yeah. It gotta be a fucking festival. I wanna go.
If I die, everybody gonna feel that shit.
Then I'm like, goddamn.
Makeshift parade.
You're like, wait, wait, I'm feeling kind of sick at 2 p.m. Let's wait till rush hour.
Yep. And for what it's worth, I'm going to say I hate motherfuckers that want to commit suicide Friday at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
On the train.
Right. Yeah.
Like, come on, man. You gonna pick rush hour.
That's why. That's why they did it. They're Monroe. That's the Monroes of the world.
Absolutely. Everybody loved dying. Time. Everybody loved jumping on jump in front of A train as soon as everybody get off work. I fucking can't stand that.
See, I'm
that,
not gonna kill myself. I wanna die of natural cause. Like, kill myself? No, I ain't taking myself.
I don't do that,
out.
But now like,
but
like
natural causes, yeah, it's going to happen at an inconvenient time.
But why go to work and then kill yourself? Like, if you're going to kill yourself, kill yourself at 7:30.
In the beginning of the day. Go like a politician. Yeah. Like a politician. Remember in the movies when they eat that one slice of grapefruit and they just acting funny that morning?
Yeah. Right.
And then they just
like, honey, you didn't eat the other half of your grapefruit.
And he looked weird. I love you. Kiss somebody on the head. Goes down to the A train and just zips his coat up and just falls forward. At least it's 7 a.m. I can catch another one, get to work on time.
You
thanks,
got an
man.
Excuse for why you late? That dude helped. He helped society. Dying at 5 is terrible. Yeah.
End of the day, that's what we need heroes for. Like, motherfuckers swoop in, smack shit out somebody, like, yo, don't, you can't kill yourself right now.
Wait till Monday.
I'll put you at the top of a building or something on Saturday morning.
I wish you could, like, set a song on your phone to play when you killed your, after you killed yourself.
Hello, darkness.
I was thinking, or you'd be like, celebrate. You can, like, set a fun tone. Yep. You know what I mean?
Roller coaster.
I'm love. And then, that's fucked up. That's very dark but fun, I guess.
I'm gonna go out to reggaeton.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you and you only, nigga.
Yep.
Logic Suicide Hotline song.
That's too spot on, Dylan. I can't give you that one.
Yeah. All right.
He's a new comic.
I don't want to hear Logic, bitch ass.
Dylan's new.
Yeah, he's a new comic.
He's using references from his generation.
Love you, man. Gotta love a Logic reference. Good for Logic.
Yeah, he's like, and you remember that episode of TMNT?
TMNT. I hate it when them goddamn kids fucking acronymalized my Ninja Turtles.
They rebranded the Ninja Turtles. Nigga, they got smooth skin and shit.
You remember when Ninja Turtles had like debts and they was gambling and they was fighting in the dark? Like, that was my Ninja Turtles. Yeah. Everybody get this animated horse shit now. We had it. Jim Henson was for real, man. Real makeup.
Yeah.
Violence.
Like Splinter was like scary, even though he was a good guy, he was still scary.
Yeah, I don't think he was a good guy. This nigga was raised in fucking
what? Just because he's a rat raised in a sewer?
He's a rat.
You're
walking
so
around in a robe.
Not only walking around, fighting around. This motherfucker.
Yeah.
Meditating.
He was like,
wait, how did he become Splinter again? What was the thing?
The ooze. He got the ooze first, and then he got the ooze.
But how did it make him a rat? It like
he was already a rat.
Yeah.
It made him a talking karate rat with
turtle
shit. Friends.
In the cartoon, it made him a rat. But in the movie, he was already a rat.
Hold on, we might have to back up even further. Monroe, you know rats can't talk, right?
It depends on where you live.
Depending on where you live.
I'm pretty sure in East
You're from
Brooklyn.
East New York.
East New York. Rats those are like, what up,
fucking bean? Squirrels talk to me all the time.
Yo, squirrels?
I catch them looking at me. And they've thrown acorns at me, directly at me.
Yeah?
Yes.
You got a bad spirit, man.
Yeah.
I know.
The squirrels usually stay to themselves. Like, I saw one day eating a bacon and cheese.
No, they come for me.
And he was chilling.
No.
Yo, squirrels be chilling, yo. They just, you
I think they
alone.
Think I'm their leader or their enemy. I look kind of like them. Like,
she is the one.
Karen Fee and
they was like,
oh, all
right, you gonna start comedy? Think you better than everybody?
Queen of Squirrels. Karen Fee and Queen of Squirrels. That'd be a funny, like, horror movie. Like, this stand up comic in New York can't get spots, so she starts sticking squirrels on all the girl comics in New York City. Get that bitch.
Yo, like, that's like the updated Willard.
Willard, but you got a briefcase. No, a backpack full of squirrels. Yeah. Sick her. Get
Karen.
Her. She wasn't funny at open mic. They start, chewing,
as getting green
start chewing up all the competition and shit. That'd be kind
of
hilarious.
Yo, I see five of them like Sharknado. Well, Sharknado's on like what? 9 or some goofy shit?
Yeah man. Carrie Feehan. Squirrel Queen. Squirrel
I could get them all synchronized and shit.
Yeah. Like that whole thing.
They could be like a sled dog team. I'd be like.
Yo, how many squirrels do you think it'll take to pull you? You're light.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. If I get some like real jacked up squirrels. Some of them have almost like a kangaroo feel to them. They have like strong chests.
So maybe like 20
like
New York
squirrels.
20 New York squirrels, sure.
40.
Just 40?
Backup.
Am I going to keep them at my home like Mike Tyson?
She can fly with 40, though. They can get her little ass.
No, we're talking about just like they're already trained
they're already
and
trained.
They're just on the sled.
Right.
Can we do that? Is that animal cruelty? To like get somebody to train squirrel?
No, I'm with you.
I mean, they have a run. Are they smiling?
I don't know what a squirrel smile looks like.
What the fuck is this?
Is somebody eating this rat?
Oh, no, he got rat pets.
Oh, he's teaching him. Yeah, they're...
He's the rat kid.
Yeah.
What's he teaching him? What's wrong with that rat? Why is he forcing a black rat out?
No, he just put him in the sink.
Oh.
Thanks for showing us that.
Dylan, you got one more time, man.
I'm fucking tired. Fuck y'all.
Dylan. Motherfucker said, watch the guy hold the rats in order.
I thought it was even more. I Googled rat tricks.
You could have pulled that
You couldn't
girl.
Have watched that by yourself? You couldn't vet that shit for
sharing just awful information with us. Like, what the hell?
We're like, yo, you could have watched it by yourself and be like,
I can gauge if I should show that to them or not. But no, thanks, man.
Yo.
Gotta love you, man. On it.
Let them You're learn a lady. With me.
Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani. I said Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, the
Rudy,
nigga with the bottom
got COVID.
Rack.
Judy, yeah. Rudy. Yeah.
But you couldn't tell. He either had COVID or that fucking cholesterol COVID. Problems. That's sweat.
He had COVID during Borat. He would remember. Do you see Borat?
I still didn't get to that part yet where he's jerking off.
Shit.
He doesn't jerk off.
What does he do?
He's a creepy guy.
The girl almost gets him to take his pants off. Pretty nuts.
Yeah.
He unbuckles, lays back. He does like the old politician. I'm about to put like just. It was bad.
What's she about to, how did she trick him? And she was like, I'm going to suck that.
Nah, she kept flirting with him. You know, this old man, she kept touching his little leg.
Yeah.
Dude, you're doing fine.
He would touch the back of her and like her
the
waist.
Giuliani's a creep, man.
He's a creep.
What's his name? Borat came in last minute. And then he.
So, where
is he married?
He was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's like, no, what are you doing?
Is Giuliani married?
Isn't he like married and formally divorced? Like, I thought he had like a whole chain.
Giuliani ain't got problems, don't you? Like, yeah.
I mean, at that age, he probably knew how long it'll take for the fucking pills to kick in for his dick to get hard. That's so he's funny. Like, look, let me just start this process.
You're so funny.
Let me preheat the oven. Preheat the oven to 350.
All he was doing was just fucking.
Let me preheat this oven.
He's like, look, I don't know where this is going, but if I don't get it out now, it'll never
happen. I gotta have air hit it.
Yeah.
I gotta have air hit it.
Some air gotta hit it. Hey, babe, tap my knee 3 times so I can get the blood.
He's like, my dick works through photosynthesis. He's like, my dick needs sunlight, baby.
It needs sunlight, and I need just tap my knee, and it'll be good in 15 minutes.
So. Do you have a spray bottle?
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Do you have any snacks?
I need some water. You got any water?
Yeah. In Giuliani's defense, just to continue to play the contrarian, like you said, I think he was just, you know, getting it ready just for the possibilities.
His COVID? Or his
no,
dick?
His ding-a-ling.
When he was about to go fuck the girl on the thing.
He's like, look.
Yeah, you're definitely right. Yeah. The signals traveling from his brain to his dick are probably taking like so long.
They got to get through them teeth. Yeah. You ever seen them teeth? That nigga got that bottom row? That shit is bad.
Yeah. What age are you allowed to be a creep, though? Because the older you get, you should be able to get some sort of perks. It can't just be sit at home.
I mean, I think the Me Too movement has really fucked your generation. Like, you guys can't be. I don't know if you can be creepy old men.
Yeah.
Nah, I've written jokes and I've bowed out. I got a whole girlfriend. I'm chilling.
I mean, it's something that I think maybe has been taken away from you guys.
To be able to abuse our.
And I was
we just, can't abuse our power
but
now.
Talking about, like, when you're
what
old,
do
like,
I got to look forward to?
Like my grandfather used to just like point at things with his middle finger to like make waitresses laugh. Like he would just like, I don't know, he probably like squeezed a waist.
Nipple or something
no,
like that.
Not
yeah.
a nipple, but like a waist.
Squeezed the waist.
You know,
we can't do none of that shit.
Yeah,
we got to be cordial old men.
Damn.
Maybe there'll be another revolution in women.
We'll probably be like really into sneakers and shit like that.
Oh,
we'll be the oldest fashionable generation.
You know who
pulling out
left,
like nigga?
You know
what
who never left
nice?
The 80s? You ever see how Rakim dressed?
Yeah.
Rakim dressed like a nigga in 11th grade.
Yep.
Back in 2003. Like
forever.
He just never.
Forever.
You ever see how Rakim?
Oh, yeah.
He got the baggy dollar sign hoodies on. Yo. Like.
That's the
he
shit.
Got the casino hoodie on.
Old
like
men
a nigga
get
from
to
Atlantic
dress,
City.
Old men get to dress cool. Old women just don't. They're just like, here, put this apron over this other apron.
Yeah. I feel like, true. The Me
it
Too
sucks.
Movement fucked it up for women, too. It fucked it up for women who were also
creepy. Fucked it up for sluts.
Yeah.
Because now I'm like,
but like, old women are
they don't do this no
great
more.
At being predators.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Like you told the story about losing your virginity to an old woman.
Not my virginity, but some of my early fuckings.
Yeah.
Some of my early fuckings.
Well, that was the funniest pause I've ever
Look, man,
they've always been predators.
The girl that taught me the ropes was 16 years older than me, bro.
Dude,
23. So it was like, you know what you're gonna do?
Did you pursue her?
Absolutely, I did.
You gotta pursue an older woman.
I absolutely.
You ever been with an old woman?
My wife is older than me, but not like creepy old. I guess I don't know.
Like how old?
3 years.
Nigga, that don't count.
That's, but that's now. Bro. What if, like, when...
We talking about 10,
no, we're talking about 10 plus.
We talking about a whole decade.
Yeah. I feel like that scales, right? Like, 40, 50, no big deal. 20, 30, you start thinking different.
No, we talking about, like, 20. So the first time when I was when I started doing the road. And I was probably, like, 30. I bagged 55.
Dang.
In fucking Seattle.
Tell
that's where you would get her.
That's where you would get her. That's exactly where you would get her.
What was her name?
I don't know.
Come on.
You bagged her, she bagged you? What happened?
It was a mutual bagging. Okay. It was I can definitely tell it was old lady flirting. So I was like, fuck it, I'm in Seattle.
She put your number in her coach bag? Like, what did she do?
Yeah, she was like, boy, go ahead and write your number in this phone book.
Go ahead. She didn't even ask you. She demanded you do it playfully.
Yep. No, they always ask to hang out. They're
that was
always
a playful
like,
demand.
What that's you what doing that. After the show? And it was like, I don't know. And they're like,
what
do you want to do? You want to go get some drinks?
I did a show at Mocha Lounge when I first got up here, and I got a creepy hug from a woman named Georgie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Georgie was 42, 43.
Oh, I remember Georgie. You told me about Georgie. Yeah.
I remember we was.
You beat, though.
I beat twice.
Yeah.
Second time, this is when I got out of here. Her son woke up
because
he had a nightmare.
Yeah.
And he was getting ready for a test the next day. This nigga was 16.
Oh, my God.
So I walked by his room, me and this little young motherfucker locked eyes, and he was like, because he knew. This nigga's my age, fucking my mom. And I was like, yeah, I'm his age, fucking his mom.
Yep.
Let me get up out of here, man.
That's
I'm sorry,
funny.
Bro. I hope you pass your test tomorrow, man. I hope you good luck.
But where do these women go? What happens to these women? Because the Me Too era... They tried to shame dudes out of being like, no, we get taken advantage of too. But we're like, nah, fuck that.
I think you're viewing it wrong, Monroe. I think what this is like their era of excellence. Like we're gonna look back at the predators of this era.
Yeah.
And this is like, nah, we were Hall of Fame. We got through the toughest like terrain ever. It's like people like to say like Jordan played in a harder era.
Yeah.
These are gonna be the best predators of all time.
So the Pistons of the '80s.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Detroit Pistons of the '80s is the predators they've beaten.
God damn.
Yeah, that's wow.
Telling you.
I like that.
So Karen.
I'm sitting here. I'm like, guys, if Gastro says so, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to scoop up these little boys. I mean,
I'll just have
like one for a different room. I'll have the fuck room, the sleep room.
Yep.
And the eat room.
The eat room. Yeah. They'll cook, they'll clean.
Dang. Do they do that? I never.
In the future that Gastro just described.
Okay,
possible.
Yeah, anything is possible. Because young dudes go with older predators. Women to get fed. We don't do the feeding.
The Weinstein era. The era of the Steens, like we beat them. That was like the yeah. That's some deep good shit right there.
See, I'm looking for more like a dynamic of like the older guy, younger girl type like thing. Like, but I have no problem being the older person. But yeah, I want the younger person to like do whatever I say.
Mm.
Okay. You want who's that guy?
I think I want an intern.
You going to train him?
Yeah, that's what you want, an intern who's loose.
I want a loser with a loose asshole.
Yeah, you want an intern who's really settled.
DM
making
me
it.
Pictures of your asshole.
Oh, Dylan.
Technically, I'm still an intern.
There you go.
Oh,
you better
God,
find
Dilly
your
Dally.
Opportunity, boy. He flipped that mic so quick. So Karen. Yeah. You know,
Dylan about to dilly dally all over
Dylan
you.
Dylan is a young, that's a young stud in there.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. And he puts videos of him cutting his own hair alive. Just in case you're not sold.
You know, I was on the fence. And now?
What was that? What kind of shot was that?
I had to say it was funny.
You be cutting your hair online?
Is it like a tutorial? Like, this is how you cut my hair.
No, Monroe watches my stories. And I put up a story. I was like, yo, everyone, buy a hair clipper before Corona season happens. And then mine came in and I was like, fuck it. I'm going to come
in. See, Karen?
No, you watch my stories. Dope. Thanks for that little shout out at Dylan J. Negri. Follow me.
I love picking with Dylan.
Oh, man, I love it.
Easy to pick with.
Was it like a new style that you were showing your fans?
I was literally just cutting my hair normally.
There you go, boy.
But it was for you.
Hair.
It was for you.
No, it was for Karen.
It was for Karen. Yeah, he was like, "Yo, girl."
Well, she had us. I'm not gonna name names, but I got a little jealous. Karen had someone in my perspective comedic abilities on her podcast. I feel like I could have been a better choice.
My buddy, that's your boo thing. No, he's not my
boo. Karen got not boo. Goof soldiers.
That's your emergency dick in the glass.
Karen got trollops that come around with her. I'm a comedian. I'm like, Karen, you don't get these.
Oh, I heard you had an erection. What happened?
All these young niggas. No, she don't fuck them, but she keep them around.
She let them smell the seat. She was like, look, I ain't going to give you none, but I'm about to go to the bathroom in like a couple of minutes. So go ahead and smell this seat.
You go ahead and smell the seat.
No, yeah. It's just like.
And work on your 5 minutes. Because they all little young bull mook. Comics, whatever. Yeah.
They're hard workers.
And then, you know, but they work for the queen, man.
Yeah, good
like,
for you.
They like xenomorphs on aliens. Yeah. They work for the fucking queen.
I like that.
You know, sometimes I forget to tape my set, but they never
and
do.
And then they're like, don't worry, I actually memorize it. Yeah. I can say it back to you verbatim.
Yeah.
Say it, they've come up, Karen, that last your set was so fire, but it may be just a suggestion. If you change and put this here,
that doesn't happen, Derek. Yeah, no. That's never happened. Nah.
But they be
it is
you.
Nice though.
They be on your shoulder.
You'll hear you're like, oh, I saw you tried out that new joke. That went really well. It's like
she got little trollops, man.
Yeah.
Little
how you feel? How do you like having that power?
I wonder if they're gonna sneak into my apartment and kill me.
How do you like? Is that a real fear of yours? You like, damn, I can't go that far because these motherfuckers might be crazy.
If they organize,
yeah.
No,
but do you like that power?
Is it power? Sure, I guess maybe.
Karen, it's fucking power.
Drive me to the show, and they'd be like, "Sure,
wait,
I can drive."
Have they ever driven you to the show?
But think of how much they're learning on the ride.
You
there.
Sleeping in the back? They learning. You sleep.
I'm gonna take a nap. Keep your eyes on the road.
I'll be like, I'll let you drive me to the show, and then I'll introduce you to Derek.
And I hate them all.
And Derek's like, who the fuck is this?
Who the fuck are these niggas, man? They be like, Derek, that's a real cool outfit you got, man. Yes. I'm like, kiss ass. Yeah. Fuck out of here. It's a nice outfit, man. You always come dressed to it.
Go ahead,
hey, what's like, Pete like?
What?
So how's Pete and how's the tour? I'm like, oh, these niggas are studying. They know more about me than I do them. Karen's with trollops.
It's really just one.
But do you like give them information like, all right, look, I'm going to be at this club. You know how to act. Don't show up in there acting all.
You let them network, though. They get their little network on. It ain't like you introduce them to everybody. Like,
do you vouch for them? Are you like, this person's funny? Or you're
for
like,
a
look,
certain I'm amount of minutes.
Yeah, you're like, look, I brought you here. That's vouch enough.
And it's I don't think I go out of my way, but I like funny people. Mm. You know what I mean? So if they're funny, then it's fine.
How
but
does one get the internship for Karen?
The fee handy hand.
You know what? It really came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Because I suppose there's been other applicants, but this kid got me like a ginger ale the first night I met him. And
so
I was
that's
like,
what it is. Buy her soda.
I was
people.
Like, and I just associated him. Like, every time I would walk into a place, I'm like, he'll.
Was it opened already?
What was what open?
The ginger ale.
Was it open?
Yeah.
He came in at like a glass. Yeah, it was probably roofied. He cat me.
Damn. He put cat pee in the ginger ale.
Show you.
Wait, he got you a ginger ale and you was like, all right, shit.
You know, and that was like 2 years ago or something. And he's very persistent. I suppose I reward persistence.
There you go.
All right.
Kanye got the rock making beats. You know, same thing.
Same thing. Me and Kanye.
Yeah.
He might be the best. The young boy might be the best one day. I
like it. I want to see where it goes.
It's like you don't connect with so many people, and I don't know if it's necessarily. It's like I think it's a weird dynamic, so I think it's interesting. People don't want to hear people with the same opinions and the same experiences talk to each other.
Yeah, he's a Trump supporter.
Is he?
I don't know.
He's from Staten Island.
Oh, it's a lot of Trumpy shit going on out there, bro. Man.
But I don't think he's not a Trump supporter.
They had their house decorated like it was Christmas. It was all Trump shit.
Stop.
It was pretty crazy, bro.
They had Trump dressed as Santa Claus?
Yeah.
They had lights, red, white, and blue lights, Trump all over the
just
spot.
Just spelled out, count the votes.
That's so crazy that we go that hard for that person who we elected. You know what I mean? Like, we're worshiping them. They should have pictures of us.
That's not
instead, I know, but it's like we voted for that motherfucker to get the job and now we're praising them like they know us. That's why, I, like, when people go, don't you just love her president? I don't love none of them.
No.
Niggas.
That's right.
Why? How foolish.
I'm like, I don't love any of them. I don't know them.
I don't know them.
They don't care about us.
Yeah.
You're really silly if you think that politicians actually care about you.
Like, they, people be buying their merch. I will never buy a political fucking shirt. People be buying political shirts. I'm like, what joke did they tell? What fucking, what did they do?
I had a president with
merch.
Yeah. Fuck. Obama had merch. Trump had merch. All that slogan shit, that's merch sales. That's merch.
Would you buy, like, a topless AOC t-shirt?
Is she topless?
Yeah. Oh, now you're interested in the merch.
No, because now I'm just a nigga walking around with a chick fucking titty
this
shirt
ain't
on.
The
no.
porn convention? I hate that shit.
No, I wouldn't. I had to think about it, though.
Yeah. How many houses did you visit with Obama merch? Like, you got friends with Obama merch?
Chloe has an Obama bobblehead. Chloe Hilliard.
I didn't buy any political merch for Obama. She, I was with the movement.
I'm with the movement, but nigga, you ain't going to sell
I'm not
me.
I'm wearing presidential merch.
I'm going to get a hoodie. You think I'm going to walk around with an Obama hoodie or a fucking Biden hoodie or? No.
But people just pick deities sometimes to worship. For like, I knew growing up, like, there was this family and like this one dad was just obsessed with Joe Pesci. And there's just all these like clippings and pictures of like a Joe Pesci like altar. And I'm just like, why are you doing this?
And he's cool. Like,
people do it.
Do I amuse you? How many times did he break out in Joe Pesci lines?
You talking to me?
He would do that shit?
Yes.
That's De Niro, ain't it?
I thought maybe I'm wrong.
But like at some point.
Yeah, that is
become,
De Niro, sorry.
My bad.
Like they become t-shirt worthy though, right? Like, like do you have to get killed as a politician to then be
I don't think
to,
I can
like,
ever wear like, nah, because you, I can't, I don't know. It's like, I can't listen to your shit like a music. Like, I can listen to a comics album. I can listen to a musician's album. I can watch a movie, but
a
I can't.
Debate?
Nigga, what you want me to watch? Your debates? You want me to fucking watch your speeches?
No.
Nah, nigga. If you transition from president into, like, a fucking musician or a fucking mogul who writes, like, books, that's why they write books, too.
So what if they did it the other way, right? Like Reagan, we got Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
They were celebrities before. They had merch. Are they not allowed to have merch after? Like you give up the merch game?
I wouldn't wear an Arnold Schwarzenegger t-shirt that involved him being a governor, but I'll wear a Terminator t-shirt.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah, but
everybody
fucking.
Everybody was rocking Reagan's merch. That was crack. He got a whole generation.
Yeah, that nigga was everywhere.
That Reagan merch was fucking everywhere.
Yeah, Reagan had the most merch.
He had the most merch, nigga.
Yeah.
Reagan had that hot shit.
Yep.
Man, still living on residuals.
I couldn't.
That
I don't know.
Boy, Reagan figured it out.
What's wrong with your back? You rubbing your back, Feehan?
I did too many swings yesterday, probably.
Oh,
what do you mean swings?
Drum?
I was doing dumbbells, but yeah, it's just like.
And your young nigga wasn't there to fucking support you and hold you up? Like, whoa, you're dipping down too low. Come on, man.
See, I got to get somebody to get my laundry.
Dylan, icy hot and, you know.
But the problem is, then you got to worry about them being creeps. You got to trust the service. You can't get somebody to get your laundry because what if they start stealing socks?
Oh, I tip this woman to ruin my clothes every week.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't trust that. People jizz. People jizzing in your panties or some shit like
no,
that. That's
not.
Super twisted, man.
Yo!
First of all, the lady who does my laundry is the hardest working woman I've ever met in my life.
Who jizzes in your panties?
I don't think. This woman
exclusive?
Looks like a raisin. I don't think she has any jizz left.
Okay.
She's like 107.
Get old, fine. That's good.
She's dried up.
Old, dusty jizz.
Everybody creepy, man. I've been watching too many shows. I've been watching Weeds. Just going
yeah, I've been seeing your IG story. What made you watch Weeds, your lady,
my
right?
My girl was like, just watch Weeds and you might like it. And I was like, it's not Breaking Bad. She's like, of course it's not Breaking Bad, but it's still a nice little drug drama because I like drug dramas. And as I got to watching, white people crazy, bro. Y'all motherfuckers.
Y'all love drugs.
Billy Crudup left that actress for Claire Danes.
Say what?
Mary, what's her name?
Mary Louise
Parker.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What she look like?
She was pregnant. She's a brunette and Billy Crudup was married to her or but they were definitely together, and she was having his kid, and they left her while she was pregnant for Claire Danes.
Wow.
Claire Danes. I think I know Claire
Danes.
That's
the most interesting thing about
Claire
Mary
Danes.
Parker.
The chick from Titanic, right?
Titanic, yeah. No, that's Rose McGowan. No, it's not Rose.
That's Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, all y'all white women.
Claire Danes.
You know way
Romeo
too many white women, nigga.
Nigga,
he rambled through like four white women, and
I've
I'm sitting here like
white TV.
I was
nigga.
Like, I'm like, yeah, Titanic. No, Romeo and Juliet.
How many white women can you say off the top of your head? Let's do a test.
Stop. All right.
Oh, white women off the top of my head?
All right, give me your top five, not your top five. How many white women jump to your mind right now?
All right, Rachel Dolezal. Uh-huh. Demi Moore.
Uh-huh.
Diane Keaton.
Diane you think it's too hard. They got to be. Brain white girl.
Okay, Anna Nicole Smith.
I used to jacket Anna when I was young. Wow. Rest in peace. Wow. And Katherine Heigl. No. What's the fuck?
That's some quintessential white women.
Yeah. Yeah. So you think of a maybe there's like a science. Yeah.
During quarantine, before I was like move. My mom was watching Grey's Anatomy every morning. And after a while, when you sitting there depressed eating cereal, you start looking at Grey's story. Like, oh shit, this white bitch.
What about you? I don't know what made me do it. I just want to see.
My mom got all these Shonda Rhimes shows on. I'll be like, let me go ahead and watch what the fuck going on here. I ain't got nothing else to do.
I'll start on where he left off. Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
Carmen Electra.
All right.
Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
I'm blanking from there.
Okay.
The first two fucked black dudes like a lot.
Yeah.
So he was good.
Julia Stiles.
Oh, shit.
Mila Kunis, because she's white, right?
Okay.
She's white enough.
She's white enough. She's Russian.
Yeah, that's the white as they come.
That's white.
But some Russians are sort
Leah
of...
Leah Remini. I don't know why she is on the front of my brain.
Because you just watched the Scientology doc.
Yeah. Leah Remini is on the front of my brain.
The sassy one that's kind of brown on King
Saved by the Belcher.
Yeah.
Italian.
Jennifer Lawrence. And that's...
Very
I'm blanking
white,
now. My fucking
white.
Brain just died down.
Yeah. I can't believe you guys didn't say Iggy Azalea.
Oh, man. Iggy fucked that shit up. Remember she was rapping on Sway and somebody called, yo, what the fuck is that? Yo, you awful, bitch. Get off the line.
But that was just hate, though, because she was just as bad as every other rapper.
Rapping and apping and a capping, and then somebody called was like, yo, shut the fuck up, man. Yo, what is that?
Dude, it was so funny.
Everybody looked at T.I. I was like, yo, that's your girl, T.I.?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, that's you?
Yeah.
Poor Iggy.
I just wanted to see, because anytime I'm talking to a white person will name a white person, and then I'm supposed to automatically know who they are. And I hate that shit. They'll be like, yeah, because it's like when such and such did blah, blah, blah. And then I got to go through
Claire
my Rolodex of fucking
famous.
White. I don't know her.
And then the nerve of them motherfuckers to say some white person that ain't famous. And you'd be like, I really don't know them.
Yeah.
How the fuck am I supposed to
know? And I get tired of being in those conversations with them. Like, how do you don't know?
Like, I knew a comic. We both knew a comic that bombed in front of us. His opening joke was like, I look like a fat Jack Carraway. Like, who the fuck is Jack Carraway?
Who is that, nigga?
We don't care about Jack Carraway.
Who is
that? Like a fictional character in like an old book or
something? If you would have said fucking, even if it's a white person you don't look like, Chris Farley, we'd be like,
I know that. Niggas fuck with. Oh, the fat boy in Beverly Hills Ninja. Yeah.
All right, Karen, top five black men that pop in the front of your head right now.
Idris Elba, Michael B. Jordan, regular Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen while we're on the Bulls, Travis Scott.
All right.
Okay. That was a pretty good list.
That was a pretty good list.
Why did Jordan get like downgraded to regular Jordan?
Right, because Michael B. Jordan and there's Michael Jordan.
But shouldn't it be like B. Jordan
sexually,
and B. Jordan?
Yeah.
I understand about lifelong accomplishments or whatever, but on my list, Michael B. Jordan's a little more
important. Like that jowly son of a bitch. The Michael B. That's
so handsome.
I always feel bad because it was another Michael Jordan that played ball.
What?
And like nobody remembers him. There was
of
another
I remember Michael Jordan.
Another Michael Jordan that played basketball?
Yeah, he played D1. He like played 4 years at UPenn.
Did they make a movie about him?
No. Nah, man. They need.
Of course not. What do they call it? The other Michael Jordan.
The other Mike. Ain't nobody going to watch
the
that.
The other
shit.
Mike. They're like, what's wrong?
I
Mike
think
Tyson?
God, Sham God, he need his own documentary. They stole that man's whole dribble style. He still don't get.
Who's Sham God?
God, Sham God. It's the boy that made up the.
They literally say his last
say,
name with the move.
Yeah.
It's literally named after him.
What? It's called Sham God?
Sham God.
Sham God.
And they took it, but Sham God should be huger than what
he was, and won mixtapes.
He played college ball.
Yeah, Providence.
Yeah. Sham God played ball, and then he got into the N1, but he didn't get a tape. Like, he didn't get big with the tapes. He didn't have all the fun shit all the
he
other players had.
Because he didn't have one of those Karen.
Yeah, he just had the one move.
He had the one, but that move everybody took.
Yeah,
everybody took the Sham God
no
and then got became
nothing.
Pros. I was like, "Damn, God, Sham God needs some.
Damn.
He need a lookout.
He didn't get a sneaker or nothing.
The Sham Gods, the gods, that shit would have been crazy.
You'd have wore the Sham God.
Of course, I would have worn the Sham God. I was a Sham God fan.
Would you have wore the Sham Gods if they were the and one sneakers?
If exactly. Sham God designed them. Yes, maybe.
Like, see, Starberry.
No, you don't wear any and ones.
I never. Have you ever in your life seen me wet, nigga?
Wait, Karen.
Sham God was good, but I don't know about.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know about these.
Do you figures. Remember and ones?
Yeah, no. You don't know about.
See, look, I just wanted to see. I just wanted to make you feel left.
You don't
out.
Think I feel like that all the time?
I can want to see Karen like, walk your, around. The, yo, God, Sham God. These uh-huh. sneakers are so.
This is your Claire Danes.
I can do Pilates right? in the Sham Gods. So I can do my
I
Pilates.
I'm Wonder Woman, and I get a whole fucking Sham God bit thrown at me.
Why are we throwing it with the God Sham God?
You fucking said like, Claire Danes like I'm supposed to know Claire Danes.
And I'm like, Sham God, huh?
Can you bring up Claire Danes just so I know?
Claire Danes. Let's snap on Claire Danes.
Maybe. Because I'm
fan. Let's see.
Is Claire Danes blonde? Is she blonde? It sounds like a blonde name.
Claire, like Eclair, C-L-A-I-R, right?
Claire Danes sounds blonde. She sounds like she looks like Helen Hunt a little bit.
She had red hair and the thing that made her famous, which was My So-Called Life.
So then I don't know who the fuck Claire Danes is because I thought that was
then she was blonde later.
Yeah.
There she is.
Oh, yeah. She was.
I have never seen this woman in my life.
Do you ever see Romeo and Juliet?
No.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I've never watched it.
She on that one show, The Americans.
Yeah. I never watched that. Goddamn. Yeah.
No,
I feel left out now because y'all know who the fuck she is. These you know who Claire Danes is? Everybody in this room knows who Claire Danes is.
I don't. Yeah.
I've seen her. I'm not a fan of her work, but I just know.
Well, she said Romeo and Juliet. You said with what's his name? I think I saw that.
That's
as a
Leo.
Kid.
But
yeah,
Leo,
I saw it as a kid. But I didn't.
You seen
know
Othello?
Her.
The only thing I liked about Romeo and Juliet was Mekhi Phifer.
You were gonna say Omar Epps?
Yeah, thank you.
I knew it was Mekhi Phifer.
You
hear
seen
that
shit?
Mass incarceration.
That's our two black things. Mass incarceration
and
Mekhi Phifer.
She's like, I know black stuff. Give me a test right now.
Mekhi Phifer. So, who made the I Have a Dream speech? Mekhi Phifer.
Mekhi Phifer did.
Who sat on the back of the bus? Mekhi Phifer.
Say it wasn't. Prove it wasn't. Who made Stella get her groove back?
Mekhi Phifer.
But it wasn't though. That was Taye Diggs.
That was Taye Diggs.
That's a very
who follows
film.
Everybody on Twitter. I was so excited to get a follow from Taye Diggs, and then I seen that he follows 100,000 other people.
He's
I'm like, man, why? Taye Diggs was the shit.
Taye was, but now I watch him on All American, and I go, Taye is just Taye. He's just there. Get your money.
You don't think he can act?
No, I think he can act, but he's not doing nothing above and beyond. Like he ain't no Denzel. Like he ain't. Yeah. He ain't the people. Shit, Denzel's son is starting to become like the new Denzel. Like, this motherfucker's stepping up. I'm like, all right. But Taye Diggs been Taye Diggs.
Yeah.
He popped at Stella. And stayed right there. Like,
he follows
600,000 people.
Huh?
He follows 600,000 people.
Does he follow you? Shit. See if he follows Derek.
I'm sorry. 693. That's
if he follows Derek. Let's see if he follows everybody.
I don't follow Taye Diggs.
Well, you don't. I don't follow that nigga either because he follows 600,000 people.
That's so plus, he was acting kind of like a dick when he was on Broadway for a half a second. Because I'm like, how are you walking around dick swinging about a play where you get your dick chopped off?
Which play is that?
The Angry Inch or whatever the fuck. I saw him, strutting out of the people. Taye.
He was married to what's her name and he said John Travolta said her name wrong.
I don't know.
Idina Menzel.
What did he say? He called her Howie Mandel.
Howie, his wife Howie.
What's up, Howie Mandel?
It's like if the award goes to Howie Mandel. Or this lady.
The nigga with the briefcases? The briefcase, motherfucker. Howie Mandel. Howie don't like touching nobody. I learned that. It's all sleeve daps.
Or he just seen too many comics pick their nose. Do you know how many comics I catch picking their nose and then they greet their friends and they're like, what's up? I'm like, nah. Yeah.
Gross.
I be seeing that shit. Especially at the stand when you're just in the back. Like I haven't been in the stand in a while, but when you're at the stand when it was up and running and you're just like at the back table chilling in your phone and people don't think you're watching, niggas be up in that nostril.
Ew.
Like for real. And then they wipe it and then they see their friend like, hey, what what's up? And I'll just be like, this nigga don't know.
That's gross.
That is pretty gross.
That's why you got to give people the elbow.
You got to. Sup? I feel like you got to call this stuff out, maybe, Monroe.
Yeah. No, I just watch them. I'm just going to look. That's funny to me.
I bet he writes it in a booger journal.
A booger journal.
Got this.
Who, me or him?
This comic picked his nose today and went around two revolutions.
Yep.
This motherfucker put his finger up his nose like a fucking COVID test.
One swirl, two swirls.
And then expected me to shake his hand like, we cool. Nah, nigga, let me do my spot and stay healthy.
Here he is again. Two swirl Sean.
No. Dylan, you know what to do right now. It's time.
Oh, shit. That was a good little talk.
To wind down. Good time with Gaster and Karen in the building.
Gaster, Karen. Yeah. Karen know two things.
Ooh.
That's mass incarcerations and
Mekhi Phifer,
yeah.
Yeah.
When she walked through a group of black dudes, ooh, all she says is, mass incarceration.
And Mekhi Phifer.
I know Mekhi Phifer, guys. I know him.
I know.
And I don't think you should be mass incarcerated.
Uh-uh.
I like you. Karen got cronies. Yeah.
Yeah.
She got little open mic motherfuckers that do her bidding.
Mm-hmm.
At clubs, getting on seasoned comics nerves. I'm just talking.
And Gaster brought a weapon around his kids. He brought a goddamn stray dog that had
issues. A weapon of mass destruction.
Yo,
that motherfucker.
Why don't y'all love this weapon? It can bite your face off.
Huh? He got a pool pen grenade around his kids.
And we play with it.
Here,
go ahead.
Roll this grenade on the ground. That's what you did. I'm going to roll this grenade on the floor and let y'all play with it. That's what the fuck that dog was. Got a life-stricken pit bull for his kids. Are you nuts?
Hey, yeah. You know what I think my kids need? Danger.
Danger. I'm going to adopt a fucking prison
I feel like
dog.
I'm doing too great of a job as the father. I need to maim them a little bit.
Can y'all hand me the dog that look like Kimbo Slice? Give me the Kimbo Slice dog. The backyard wrestler, that dog. I want the backyard boxing dog.
So, where can these people find you? But you got to say it in a melodic way.
And you got a deep voice, yeah. So just kind of, yeah. So, you can find me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go, boy. East New
y'all
York.
Y'all can find your boy on the corner store. In Fulton, More importantly on the socials, You can catch me at Gaster Almonte on all social media.
Yeah. Damn real. Funny Gaster motherfucker, Almonte too. Please follow.
Great storyteller. Check out his special on Amazon.
Got an Amazon special.
Tell the stories.
Karen Feehan.
Only
let him know, girl.
You can follow me on Instagram.
Fuck with it.
Instagram.
At Karen Feehan.
Fuck with it.
You can watch my podcast.
Fuck with it.
Woo. It's called Only Feehan.
Woo.
Yeah.
It's Karen Only Feehan.
If I'm Rick James, Karen Feehan is my Tina Marie, nigga.
Uh-huh.
She is my line of coke. Karen Feehan is my precious line of coke.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Monroe.
What's up, y'all? Oh, hold on. Make sure that you subscribe, because we told you as to do it in the beginning. And follow us on all socials, and I'll be on Twitch every day at 10. So
Playing them games,
and Derek will be too.
Yeah, I'm going to be over there trying to get them.
Nigga, you got the PS5.
I don't got it. It's still on back order.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
PS5 still on back order.
Yeah.
So follow us on No Need for Apologies Podcast, NNFA Podcast.
We out.
Mama Martin III, the great boy. This has been another splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies.